kfrc.ca.
Hey, friggin' buddy here, coming to you live from Spicer's Dockside Grill, you know, over on Wolf Island there. It's friggin' beauty over here. Like I'd say, best waterfront patio in Kingston, hands down. Right on. So hop on a ferry or a jet ski or whatever and just get over to Spicer's Dockside Grill and see for yourself. They're open for lunch and dinner Thursday to Sunday from noon to 9, and they got free live music every Friday and Saturday night. Frig yeah! Get the full scoop at spicersdockside.com and I'll see you on the island, bud.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, June 10th. I'm your host, Skylar James of Trail Mix. Another week, another Trail Mix. Have a bit more of a laid back show today. I always say that the hotter it gets, the more laid back the music kind of gets as well. And this week, it's proving to be true, starting off with a song from an album that has everyone, I think, in a chokehold this year, understandably, because I am also obsessed with this album. Olivia Dean here, So Easy to Fall in Love.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop, the icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. Extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me, that isn't the case. Cause I think it's so easy to fall in love. So come give me a call, and we'll fall into us. I'm the perfect mix of Saturday night and the rest of your life. Anyone with a heart would agree.
To someone, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. I was thinking earlier today how good summer 2024 was for music. I was obviously thinking about that because I was listening to this Claro album, Charm, she released in summer 2024. And then we also had the Dua Lipa record, Radical Optimism, and then we had a Remy Wolf album, Big Ideas, which I'll play a song from that album later in the show today. And we also, most importantly, because it was that summer, had Brat by Charlie XCX. And the day that I'm recording this, Sunday, June 7th, it's the 2-year birthday of Brat. Happy birthday, Brat. Gave us Brat summer. And Charlie has a new record coming out soon called Music, Fashion, and Film. The first two singles have sort of, you know, stirred the pot a little bit, maybe. They're not everyone's cup of tea. As a longtime Charlie XCX fan, and I've been with her through many different eras, I can say it's just something that Charlie does. She usually does, you know, one album, major label album, pop record, and then one album she'll go really experimental and do it like just for her fans, and then another album she'll go anti-art, do it for herself. So it comes with being a fan of Charlie, but it's not for everyone. But I am excited about it. But happy 2-year birthday to Brat, the album that redefined everything. We're going to take it back a few more years than 2024 with this next song. Mac DeMarco here, One Another.
Hey kid, everybody's prone to some mistakes. You always kept it straight. Never learn. You run the risk of all the risks you take. You don't feel like all the time you put in went to waste. The way your heart was beating all those days, and suddenly beats another pace. It's not like
try to when you're sad inside, whipping up your lines about destroying, like you could only care for the bitter end of it again. Only at your side, to deny that I had loved you, when I already can't even walk past 12 to get a grand run. Even at the golden light of morning, leading you away from all this strife, having it up like skeet and shot it, just to mark up your week with a little candy of blood red. Even at the golden light of
Granville, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. Peach Pit, Canadian indie band from Vancouver. I've been a fan of Peach Pit for a long time now, ever since I was in like early high school, I want to say. They released their first EP. They were in like that big surf rock indie resurgence, you know, with the Mac DeMarco, all that jazz. And I've never actually seen them live, but this year in September, if you're listening from Kingston, you may have heard of the Road Trip Music Festival. It's on Saturday, September 12th in Kingston. And I think this is Kingston's replacement of the Blues Fest, if I'm correct, because, you know, RIP the Kingston Blues Fest, but they did need a rebranding because it really wasn't that much blues. And, you know, they got some nice blues bands in there, but that's not really what was drawing the crowd, especially in the last couple of years. So this is the rebranded Blues Fest. It's in September, and Peach Pit is headlining the main ticketed stage on the Saturday night. But like Blues Fest, there are other stages. So also on the main stage, a different band that I've played on Trail Mix before, Cassador, local to Kingston. I've seen them open a few times for bands, and I've seen them, you know, in their earlier days when they were still an opener, but now they're like super big, and like the Blue Jays and Hockey Night in Canada using their song. So that'll be fun. And then Peach Pit, obviously headlining. But just like Blues Fest, they have music all around the city as well. So another Trail Mix favorite band, and a band that I love to see live, Tiny Horse, is also playing that weekend. 4 p.m., I think, on like King Street or something in Kingston. Anyways, you know, if you like Peach Pit, go see the ticketed event. If you're just looking for a fun Saturday out, a fun Saturday afternoon, I cannot recommend going to see Tiny Horse live more. They are a fantastic band to see live. Their energy is just fantastic. I have no other words other than it's just so much fun to see Tiny Horse live, and it's free. So support Kingston bands, support Kingston music. I love going to see Tiny Horse live. We're going to keep it going with the Canadian music, actually. An older song here from his self-titled album, Matthew Barber, Dust on My Collar.
I got dust on my collar, babe. Don't get out that much. I got dust on my collar, babe. Don't get out that much. I can still make you holler, babe. Slightest touch. I wear nervous sometimes. Don't know what it is. Wake up nervous sometimes. Don't know what it is. Feel like I'm trapped in a furnace sometimes. Cranking 100 degrees. Last night the dogs were barking. Kept me up all night long. Last night the dogs were barking, kept me up all night long. And now the horns are honking, that's my neighborhood song. September and I can feel that autumn breeze blow. Yeah, it's the first of September and I can feel that autumn breeze blow. All good times I remember and hard times now I know. You see the warplanes are flying, but it's just for show. I said the warplanes are flying, but it's just for show. What could we handle the real thing? Man, I don't know. Well, those planes are still flying. They're rattling the windows and doors. Tell those planes are still flying. They're rattling the windows and doors. Oh, and the babies are crying. And they'll be crying till we end all the. Toronto's my home, and I'm gonna be here all weekend long. See, I don't need a holiday, baby, when my work's a song. And I got dust on my collar, baby, don't get out that much. I got dust on my collar, baby, don't get out that much. But I can still make you holler, baby, with the slightest turn.
Mom's got a
course, The Who there with Squeezebox, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. I played that song with Matthew Barber's Dust on My Collar because I was listening to the album, Matthew Barber's self-titled album, earlier today, and the opening riff of Dust on My Collar and the riff that he plays throughout sounds identical to the riff from Squeezebox. And I don't know if that was an intentional interpolation or sample, but it sounds exactly the same to me in my mind. And you know when you hear a song and you're like, that sounds like another song, but I cannot remember the name of the song? For some reason, Squeezebox was just leaving my mind, and all I could remember from that song was In and Out and In and Out and In and Out when they sing that. So I'm googling furiously, what song has the lyrics In and Out and In and Out and In and Out, and obviously it's not coming up. And then I remembered, ah yes, Squeezebox by The Who. This next song is actually a new single from an artist that I haven't followed very closely, but he kind of got me in his grasp last summer, as well as a lot of other people, I think, with his song Sally When the Wine Runs Out. I'm talking about Role Model. He has released a new single from his upcoming album, Chuck Timely and the Hourglass, and he's adopting this sort of like Americana rock sound and sort of like a blue collar look. Now, I don't know much about this guy. The aesthetic is definitely like a lot of people are doing that. Is he faking it? Like, did he have a blue collar sort of like upbringing? I don't know. But the aesthetic is one thing, the sound is another. I like this Americana direction for him. I feel like it could, you know, bring in a lot of newer people, a lot of Gen Z listeners who are really in that indie pop scene into this sound. And I'll talk more about it later when I play the second song after that. I feel like that's the direction that he's going in. But new from Role Model here, this is High Hopes 3000.
Thank you.
Albino, Struggling with the Bottle, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. Jeremy Albino is going on tour with the Black Keys. He's opening for the Black Keys. The Black Keys just released a new album. I'm not the biggest fan of it, but Jeremy Albino has been working with Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys for a while now. That's off of his album, Our Time in the Sun, which Dan Auerbach produced in Nashville. And so he's, you know, playing stadium shows now. And I've watched some of the videos that he's posted from it, and it's just so crazy to see him do that. Speaking of Kingston Blues Fest that I was talking about earlier in the show, I saw Jeremy Albino, you know, headline Kingston Blues Fest a few years ago, and now he's performing these stadium shows. I'm just, you know, as someone who also lives in Prince Edward County, I'm just so happy to see him blow up like this. And his music is fantastic, so I hope for all the success that he can get. And I was very, very lucky to see him play with Cat Clyde when I saw Cat Clyde in Kingston a few weeks ago too. So, you know, best of luck to Jeremy out there. Glad to see all that he's been doing. I played that song with the Role Model song though that came before it, because I was talking about Role Model's new direction with that song, his new sound. Now, he's not all the way into that Americana, more gritty rock sound yet, but that's sort of the direction that he's going with that single. And it really reminds me of Jeremy Albino and like this newer Americana sound that we have from these younger artists. And I like that direction. I like how he's adopting that sound into his music. And I hope more Gen Zers will listen to this type of music through the introduction from Role Model. We can hope. We're taking it back a couple more years now. And I mean, a couple years, I mean like 20 years-ish? Yeah, 20-ish. The Format, She Doesn't Get It.
All the girls pose the same four pictures. All the boys got the same girl's hair. Well, I am bored cause I feel my shoulder look at me as if I got a reason to stare. But you talk so loud that it calms me down. You cry. She says she's leaving on a Sunday. Oh, that leaves me one.
Foster, The People, Pumped Up Kicks, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's one of those songs that was, you know, a hit and everywhere, but you cannot deny that it is a fantastic song. I always come back to that, especially the album that it was off of, Torches, just celebrated its 10th anniversary a few years ago, and it's a classic, classic album. I started this show off so chill, so I figured I'd ramp it up at the end, get the vibes going a little bit more upbeat. And there's not many artists that do that better than this next artist here, Remy Wolf, Cinderella. Ray Jepsen, Shy Boy, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are into the summer music festival season now. Of course, Coachella happens really early in the year, but summer music festivals are just starting to ramp up. One of the bigger international festivals just happened very recently, actually, Primavera Sound. I've been watching a lot of great videos from that festival, especially Geese's set. It was in like the pouring rain before a bunch of things got canceled, and so that was pretty fun to watch. Some of those songs there, especially Taxes in the Rain, was really good. But the other videos that were my favorite was Addison Rae was playing on the stage before The Cure was, and so obviously to get your spot, you got to be there quite early to see the headliner, but you got to watch all the acts that come on before the headliner. And Addison Rae was on before The Cure, and it was a lot of people who either didn't understand or just weren't there for it. And you know, she's a lot, her performances are like a lot of dancers, a lot of costume changes. And so I can see how maybe The Cure's audience wouldn't really get it. But you know who does get it is me. I don't know. I'm a big fan of just pop music in general and what makes a good pop song. And I like all genres of music, you know, rock, folk. I listen to basically everything. But what makes a good, clean, catchy pop song? And I think Addison Rae really channeled it with this song that she released last year. It was, I think, other than maybe Backseat by Balu Brigada, this was my song of the summer last year. And I still don't have a song of the summer this year. And so this song has kind of continued and leached into my summer 2026. For Song of the Summer, thus far, at least. And I mean, if you get it, you get it. If you don't, try to get it. Put your headphones on and try to get it. Just sometimes you gotta accept the pain. And Addison Rae can lead you through that. So I end this week with this song. I'll be back next Wednesday, 6 p.m. with an all brand new Trail Mix. But for now, Addison Rae, headphones on.
Put your headphones on. Guess I gotta accept the pain. Need a cigarette to make me feel better. Every good thing comes my way. So I still get told up. Guess I gotta accept the pain. Need a cigarette to make me feel better. Every good thing comes my way. So I favorite song, soaking up the rain.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by Sons of Rick called Fusion Frenzy, a high-energy garage rock track inspired by the classic original Xbox party game that brought the band closer together through late-night couch co-op chaos. The song delivers punchy riffs and catchy lyrics that stay lingering in your head as an earworm. A longtime fan favorite at live shows, Fusion Frenzy captures the band's edge while turning a shared inside joke into an anthem. Are you a local musician who would like to be highlighted next time on our airwaves and social media? Just complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Fusion Frenzy by Sons of Rick on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here right now with us on CFRC 101.9 FM.